This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Sue-Marie Ainsborough. The Chinese government is cracking down on independent labour organising as more workers are bypassing the officially recognised union to fight for their rights. The respected NGO, China Labour Bulletin, reports that in the southern province of Guangdong, where many of the country's industrial facilities are located, the number of strikes and protests have increased dramatically. In July, there were 23 reported labor actions. In November, there were 56. Part of the problem faced by the workers, as they try to have their grievances addressed, is the government's insistence that they work only through the single, officially approved labor body. The All China Federation of Trade Unions, the ACFTU, is in effect a department of the government. Too often, say a growing number of Chinese workers, the Federation ignores workers' complaints or else it sides with the employer. The Federation is also known to make sweetheart deals with employers such as Walmart. However, more and more, workers are taking matters into their own hands. For example, just recently, 40 sanitation workers in a southern university town set up picket lines as they took on their employer. Zhu Ximai is an independent labor organizer who has been working with the sanitation workers. Confronting management should never scare you, she told the workers as they started their strike. Hold on firm to your demands, she said. The bosses will never voluntarily give you anything. We can win. And they did. The workers left their employer with severance payments and were able to negotiate a better contract with a new sanitation company. This victory and others may be why the Chinese authorities have cracked down on labor organizers. Three labor activists have been imprisoned and the fate of four others is unknown. Many other workers have been taken to the local police station to be intimidated and then released. The China Labor Bulletin says that many more such incidents will take place as more workers demand decent wages, benefits, and working conditions. This is Sue-Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labor.